Huntsville Station on Chief McCummett.
With you on Chief McCummett.
Well, I just wanted to double check for my execute note. It acts as if Kermit was left on and then I should power cycle and turn it back on again, but I think Jack had an activity last night to turn it off. So it was off. Do you still want me to do a cycle, like off and then back on again?
That is a good point. Checking. Back with you, Jessica. You don't need to do any power cycle and steps. You can just turn it on.
Okay, good coffee. Thanks.
Flight says we still have comms, so we can see the green thing.
So station on 2-4 Comet.
If you want to.
Grab complete. Should be ready for ground commanding.
Excellent. Thank you. And we are ready for your BEM card LSG activities. TCON is complete. So you are go in step 1.1 of that activity. And Dylan is ready for you on space to ground 3.
All right, copy. I'll give her a call on 3. Thank you. In the station, Sophie and 2 for TOCA.
Hey, Sophie. With you on 2.
Good morning, Pete. I just wanted to know if the first step, which is actually step 1 of the TOCA procedure, was okay for you.
Hey, Sophie. I'm actually going to hand you over to Paycom. They might want to have you do the blue activity first.
Okay. Good morning, Paycom. Hello.
Good morning, Sophie. Yeah, Jessica's already flying through LSG activities, so we're ready for your blue activity to be performed to go get those items to her in LSG.
Okay, I'll be right there right away. Houston Station, Sophie's back with you on 2 for TOCA.
Thank you, Sophie. You are good to start TOCA. We are in a good config per step 1. And completely unrelated, Flight and I were wondering what the story is behind the stuffed ladybug.
This is Taxi, and I needed to retrieve it for the activity of Chris later today, so there was no meaning just making fun of having this taxi out.
Thanks for the explanation.
Houston Station, Station 2 for Step 5.3, calibration packet barcode.
Okay, with you on 2 for Step 5.3.
So the barcode is 00293159 Juliet.
All right, we copy.
Station 2 for calibration KPI.
Go ahead, with you on 2 again.
As I opened the calibration packet, I noticed some tiny bubbles of water, and it seems that the lunar lock interface, where the bag is kept, is leaking a little bit. So I don't know if the calibration is about the exact volume or more the composition, or both, but just wanted to report that there is a tiny leak at the interface, the lunar lock interface. And for now, I'm standing by, and I have not connected it.
Okay, copy. This is a BME thing, and of course they're not on console, so stand by 1.
Copy, standing by.
Hey, Sophie, back with you on 2. So we're going to press with the activity and let BME know that it was leaking when they get in. Can you provide like a volume of liquid and also suggest that you might actually be able to use Kapton tape to stop or slow down the leak?
I would say maybe 10 milliliters total. And right now, I understand Kapton tape to stop the leak. I will need to connect it to the TOCA thing. So I just hope that once it's connected to TOCA, it will stop leaking and it's not going to leak inside TOCA.
Okay, Sophie, copy. So the leak is actually with the connector, not the bag itself. Is that a good understanding?
Yep, that's correct.
Ah, okay. Disregard the Kapton tape then.
It's right at the lunar lock.
Okay, understand. Okay, that sounds good. You go to press, and if it's still leaks, just let us know. But yeah, you go to press as written.
Hey, go to press. Houston, Sophie 2 for follow-up.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, just wanted to report that the Lunar Lab connection was well to the SoCal, and I also used a dry wipe to be sure that it doesn't leak, and it appears that it did not leak, so I just finished the procedure, and hopefully it will continue not leaking.
Copy. Thanks, Sophie.
Sophie, can I see the
with you on 2.
The plate is in the microscope. I didn't see an activity for somebody to set up a camera today. Do you want a camera on the incubator box today?
Thanks for the offer, but no need for a camera today.
Okay, copy. And I do believe I got rid of the bubbles on the bottom layer, so it looks like a nice solid layer of the fluid in the cells on Bravo and Charlie 6, and then it is inserted. I'm not sure if it was... I can't remember the orientation yesterday, but basically alpha 1 is in the back right corner. So basically if you're looking at the microscope and inserting it, alpha 1 is in the furthest back in.
We copy the config. Thanks for the info.
Okay, you're welcome. Let me know if you guys need any adjustments.
It's in 2 for CMUX sensors.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Task of a relocation of the CMAX sensor is complete.
All right, we copy. Thank you.
Welcome.
It's an airlock on 2 for Tulsa.
Go ahead with you on 2.
Yeah, a couple of questions. In the tool config and for the staging bag, the PGT was moving from one fixture to the other with a 7/16 6-inch wobble. The way it was in there from the previous EVA, it was on an adjustable, so there was an adjustable to the fish stringer, and the adjustable was connected to the other end, was connected to the PGD. The new tool config for the module CCE seems to indicate it just attaches, the PGT attaches directly to the fish stringer with no adjustable. I just wanted to double check on that since there was not a study to remove the adjustable. Also, there is G-check on hook 7 of one of the fish stringers, and I did not see that called out to remove, but it is not present in the new staging area tool config, so I removed that. I guess I need a location for that.
All right, copy checking.
Can I lock on 2 for a follow-up?
Good.
In addition, I do have some other bags remaining in my gun tools and in my joint 5 mesh bags from the EVA, so I'll also need homes for an additional wire caddy. There was one wire caddy that was stowed, so I'm pretty sure I know where that goes, but just wanted to make sure you guys were accounting for the second one. There's also a second pair of scissors that is not accounted for in the sono. And then there's also the trash bag that was deemed no-go for EVA prior to the EVA. We'll switch out with a new one. I'll just need holes for those.
All right, we copy. ISO's working it. Quick question for you, though. Regarding the adjustable between the PGT and the fish stringer, how hard is that to remove? Is that going to be a huge time hit if you have to take that out of that config?
Well, not a time hit at all. I already took it off and just did it for the tool config. It's just basically unhooking the hook, but I just wanted you guys to know to make sure that we were tracking it the right way. So presently, it is just on the fish stringer per that tool config with no adjustable, and I put the adjustable in the staging area.
Okay, copy. Sorry, misunderstood. Okay, so ISO is taking a look at the items that need homes, and we will let you know as soon as we have that.
All right, copy. Thanks.
Station on 2 for Jessica. We have some locations for the items you called down earlier.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so for the wire caddy, that can be stowed in airlock deck 0 behind the closeout panel in 1.0 CTB 1034.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that's where I put the other one.
So that sounds good to us. And then for the scissors, those can go into a mesh bag labeled Triple Jump EVA, and that is currently deployed somewhere in the airlock.
That is negative. We have not had the Triple Jump mesh bag since the first EVA. We emptied it out and stowed it. We've reported that to EVA a couple times already.
Oof, okay, copy. We will find a different location.
No worries. I mean, I think it probably makes sense to start. It may make sense to start another Triple Jump bag, since we do have that EVA coming up in August. So that's one option, but I'll let EVA decide what they want to do.
Copy. Station on 2 for Jessica and alternate scissor location.
All right, go ahead.
All right, ISO suggests that those can go into the EMU servicing kit, serial number 5005, also in the airlock.
Okay, copy. I'll put them in the EMU servicing kit.
All right, copy. And I think we still owe you words on, you said it was GTEC hook number 7 and the no-go trash bag.
Yeah, just the GTEC. It's an acronym, GTEC, Golf, Tango, Echo, Charlie, and the part about hook 7, it came from hook 7 on the staging bag, so there's no hook 7 involved now. I just have the GTEC on its own.
Okay, copy. Forgive my ignorance. I'm not all that up to speed on all the EVA acronyms. I appreciate the clarification.
No worries. Even most of us aren't until we actually get up here. All good. Sarah, off on 2.
Go ahead with you on 2.
I just wanted to follow up on the EVA scissors. There isn't really an obvious location in the EMU servicing kit. There are scissors that go in that kit, but those are not EVA scissors. They're smaller, and there is a pair in there already in that pocket. There isn't really a good way, kind of pocket or place to attach these, so I wouldn't really want them to float away. I think it would still be a good idea to ask EVA if they would like us to start a mesh bag for triple jumps, since that might be a step, and maybe we can just kind of get ahead with that. But when we have someone online, that might still be a good question for them. And I'll just kind of leave them temp stow for now, and one of the mesh bags would be two other remaining items.
Okay, copy. Maybe maybe third time we'll do the charm once we get a hold of EVA. Copy. Understand your suggestion, and we will take it up with them.
Okay, so yeah, no worries. No rush on that. The items are just kind of hanging out here, so we'll get to it when we have an answer. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Jessica and some more stowage.
Hold on 2.
All right, we think we found a location for the GTEC. There should be a large ORU transfer bag deployed in the airlock, serial number 1016. There's other GTECs in there, so we think that's a good spot. But if it doesn't fit, we'll just have you temp stow it, and we'll talk to EVA.
Okay, we do have that ORU transfer bag in here. We do see it, and we think it will fit. I think there already is GTEC in that bag, just FYI, but if you want me to add, and the GTEC in there is specifically configured for CCEs. Chris apparently did that task previously, but this is additional. This GTEC is the GTEC that was previously in the staging bag, so we can add it to that, but just wanted to give you some more context about that.
Okay, copy. Yes, definitely appreciate the context. We're going to send all this into a note to EVA. And if you want to get that mesh bag started for the triple jump, you are absolutely welcome to do that.
Okay, sure, yeah. We will start a large mesh bag labeled triple jump, and we will put the scissors in there and let me know if there is anything else that should go in there for now.
Copy, sounds good. Nothing yet, but I will let you know if that changes.
Okay, copy, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica, and the final stow location for the item that we owed you.
Yeah.
All right, so this is for the no-go trash bag, and that can be stowed in 0.5 CTB serial number 1449. That's going to be in airlock deck 1, alpha 1 locker.
Okay, the no-go trash bag in 0.51449. Got it. Thank you.
And station Munich, space around 2 for Chris. Whenever convenient, give Munich a call.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Hi, Chris. We would need some help in the Columbus module. It would take about 10 minutes for power cycling. You may also want to combine it with this PAXI activity, up to you, but we would need your help for about 10 minutes there.
I'm happy to give you 10 minutes now. I've got some time before I do the recording.
Excellent. So then once you are in the Columbus module, so you would need to go to the starboard end cone to the deck quadrant. And once you are there, please give me a call again.
Okay, I'll head over there and give you a call. Unit, Chris is with you on a 2 in Columbus in the Amazon.
Excellent. So it's about the scalable radiation monitor. Starboard end cone aft deck quadrant. It's mounted on this blue flexible bracket on the aft force sheet track. Maybe hidden a little bit by CDPs.
Yep, I know it, and I am looking at it.
All right. Well, I think if you know it, then maybe we don't even need a procedure. If you need a procedure, it would be the 2.002 scale radiation monitor cable swap. But it's a power cycling, and so first we would need the report of the LED status, power, Ethernet, and the status LED.
Copy. I can give you that report. So the power and status LEDs are both solid green, and the Ethernet LED is blinking green. It's not like a super regular blink, but it's flashing multiple times a second.
Copy. Thanks. That is the expected status, but we need to power cycle that. So if you check that the switch to boot is off.
Confirm. Switch 2 boot is currently OFF, and the current state of switch 1 power is ON.
Copy. And so we will work on this switch 1 power, so please switch it off and report the power, the LED status.
Switch 1 power is moved to OFF off, and all LEDs are extinguished.
Excellent. Okay, then we would need to switch the thing on, so we need 30 seconds delay. I think this is what we are bridging by talking. And then we would go back to the switch 1 power and put it back to on.
Copy all. After a 30 second delay, which I think we're just about at, I will take switch 1 power back to on.
Yep, and then we need, of course, the LED status again.
Copy, in work. And Munich, Chris on 2, that power cycle has been completed. After turning switch 1 power on, the power light came on, the other two LEDs remained off. After about 10 seconds, the Ethernet light started blinking, and after about 15 seconds, the status light turned solid green. So now I have green power, green status, blinking green Ethernet.
And that is good news. That is what we wanted. And so that should allow us again to reach the thing from ground. So thanks for your support.
My pleasure, Robert. Yeah, if you guys need another power cycle or anything of it, please don't hesitate to let me know.
I'll keep you posted.
This is Station Jack on 2 for the Node 3 app hatch.
Go ahead, Jack, with you on 2.
And the beam ingress procedure, step 2.1 is to open the Node 3 app hatch per the decal. Step 1 of the decal is PPRV to override. And I only see open and closed positions on the PPRV. Looking for a figure or diagram to help me find that override position.
Copy, checking. And Jack, give us a few minutes here to talk it, and I'll let you know what we find.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Just to make sure you guys have all the details, the decal on the hatch, on the Node 3 app hatch itself has a note here. Step 1 has been overridden. The normal step is, you know, there's like a tape over the top of it that says PPRV override. So that's some sort of step that we modified.
All right, copy. Good context. Station on 2 for Jack and the weird label on the Node 3 hatch.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. So we actually want you to take the PPRV to open, and the confusion seems to be that for whatever reason, that note is referring to an MPEV that was going to replace the PPRV but was never installed, in which case override would be the equivalent of open. So for right now, take the PPRV to open, and then we'll take an action on the ground to get that note corrected.
Okay. And on the PPRV, the switch that moves it between close and open looks a little bit like a flag, like there's a cylinder that's going through the valve itself, and then there's like a tab flag thing on one end. And the flag thing is pointed is towards the closed option right now, and the cylinder, the flagpole, if you will, is pointed towards the open. I presume that the tap flag part, that's the indicator, so it's enclosed, so I should rotate it to open, or do you think that thin, small part is pointing in the direction?
We are talking it.
Thanks, man. Sorry for all the questions.
Station on 2 for DAC, and the most complicated hatch on the station.
Hey, we all contain multitudes, even our hatches. What's the answer?
All right, so we think, based on your description, that you're describing what one might call an arrow, with the pointy end pointing toward closed. And so you want to actually rotate that the other direction until it says open. We think it's a counterclockwise rotation, and that should get you into the config that we need.
Checking. Houston Station. Checks on 2, there's an arrow that indicates direction of rotation for open and closed. So rotating counterclockwise is the direction of open, and then it reaches a hard stop after about a quarter turn. It doesn't necessarily line up with an indicator for open and closed, but moving in the direction of the arrow, that seems like it makes sense. So I've rotated it to the hard stop in the direction of the open, and I think that should be good.
Checking. All right, thanks, Jack. Yeah, we took an action that we need to update this procedure because it doesn't have the right imagery and the note on the hatch is wrong, et cetera, et cetera. We think you're in a good config. This equalizes the hatches, but we're already equalized, so you are go to proceed and try to open the hatch when you get to those steps.
Okay, I'll put that in work, and I'll just make one more comment here. It says leave PPRV sample port open and untapped. And presumably that's the port with the valve that I just adjusted. Also in this construct of a PPRV, there's a gold-colored 3 or 4 inch cylinder, and it's labeled PPRV cap. Presumably the sample port also has a cap. It's not the same thing as the PPRV cap, and the PPRV cap has been installed, and I'll just leave it because there's no step for it, and I'll just continue to open the hatch.
And actually, hang on 1 second, Jack. We're talking it again.
And I'm going to float the Node 3 camera over here just so we're all on the same page.
That sounds good. And we're coming up on a hand over here. Station on 2 for Jack and the Node 3 aft hatch.
That's what you have to do. Sleep me to the promised land, sir.
I'll do my best. We talked about this a lot, and we finally found some images. And so we think what we need to do here is... actually, did you route the video yet, Jack? Or do you want to just talk through this without video?
Node 3 cam's pointed at the PPRV cap right now.
Okay. Step 1, while we get that routed down to the ground here.
Goodbye.
All right, Jack. We got KU. We got your video. So I apologize for some muddled information earlier. We were talking it a lot. The gist is that the small diameter port should be uncapped and set to open, which you did. That's the sample port. Underneath the large diameter cap that's labeled PPRV cap, that's the actual valve that we want to set to override. So if you take that cap off, it should be a golden colored knob with an arrow on it. And if you rotate that to override, you can follow the decal. There it is, yeah. And so if you just follow the decal now, we think we should all be squared away.
Right, that was Jessica's guess. And that arrow is pointed at override. And do I attempt to set the PPRV cap, or can I just put the cap back on for now? So I don't...
Good question. You can put it back on so it doesn't float away. Look at that. Easy peasy. Station on 2 for Jack. Quick question. So the initial state of the small silver diameter port that we were talking about earlier, turns out that's actually the sample port. That should have already been uncapped and opened, but we think it wasn't. And what was the state you found it in?
Was it uncapped, and I'd say that the switch lever that goes between close and open was halfway between. Presumably, it's bumpable by all of the stowage that's there. So it may have been left in the open position, fully open position, and then bumped, but it was definitely uncapped.
All right, copy. Good word. Thanks again for your patience. That was complicated and convoluted. Appreciate you getting through that with us.
No worries. Just first time to see something, right? Just trying to figure it all out. Houston Station, Jackson 2, no apparent condensation or microbial growth in beam. We're moving on to the next procedure.
Copy, good news.
Houston Station on 2 for you today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know you guys said this morning I had to go whenever I wanted to do it, but just so you know, I'm going to do that UTS also now. I have year today 1494.
All right, we copy. That's a good serial number. You are go to start.
Okay, thanks. Houston Station on 2388.
Go ahead.
Air transfer compressor load is connected to the pedometer of money on 888-1494.
And that's the double green tape hose?
A firm double green.
All right, good config. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for Jack.
What was on 2?
Chance I want handover in 5 seconds. Bad timing on my part. All right, Jack, back with you. We think that if you haven't had your midday meal yet, this would be a good stopping point to take a break and get some food if you'd like.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Houston, you're lock on 2 for a beam.
With you on 2, go ahead.
See, I have the gimbal locks in steps 5.02 and 5.03. I've did just this attempt to stow them in the crew lock, so they're in the crew lock. They're both attached to an adjustable tether, a large, small adjustable, and just floating in the crew lock, but they are metal and kind of just floating freely around, so they might be better protected in like a CTB or something, but let me know if you guys would get a CTB if you like, but right now they're just kind of free floating in there.
Okay, copy. We'll take it up with ISO probably after the handover, and I'll leave you in the good hands of Matt over here to figure that out.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Sensation Jackson 2 for step 13.
Go ahead, Jack. Step 13.
Step 13 of the stow track. Inspecting the aft bulkhead. Everything looks generally pretty good. There's a slightly higher than average amount of dust back in that back section. And there's some around, you know, there's that netting back there that protects the back shell. And the IMD depth goes right up to that netting. And there's a reasonable amount of dust on that netting as well. Is that something you guys want us to vacuum up, or just note for your knowledge?
Checking. All right, Jack, back with you. Yes, sir, we like that suggestion to vacuum that up.
Okay, we'll put that in work.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to hand you off to Matt on Orbit 2.
All right, thanks for all the help this morning, and welcome, Matt.
Ready to join the fun.
Houston Station, Sophie M2 for CQ, battery R&R results.
Sophie, go ahead.
So, everything was nominal, and step 4, all nominal. I mean, there was a previous repair that was done on the first battery, the top one, but I'm sure it was already documented. So, I also took pictures, nominal. And for steps 8 and 9, all nominal. And interesting, there was a note in the XCP for deck CQ. It seems that I would have expected to have a failed LED, but actually the LED was not failed, and I could see the good symptoms of the LED illuminating.
Okay, Sophie, copy. Good news, good report. And we were tracking that LED as failed, but we'll update our ground products to show that it is actually working. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sim Station, Jackson 2 for being slow track.
With you on 2.
Hey, so we're finishing up step 24. We're just looking for ways to double check our work, and we're hoping that you guys have a list of what is supposed to be in the 8.05020.
Copy. The 8.05020. We are checking, and we'll get back to you with that list shortly.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Houston Station, Sufian 2 for Atoka.
Go for Atoka.
For the 1525 activity, the circuit analysis is already done, and so I reported all of the numbers in the crew notes, but just wanted to mention that the CalCheck sample percent error is -17.2%, and the message is highlighted in orange in the results. So I don't know if you were expecting this the percent error to be -17.2.
Okay, Sophie, we copied all. Thanks for that. Actually, the -17.2 is a good number, but while we have you, can you check the serial number for the CalCheck bag? We were expecting that earlier this morning. I think we just didn't get it.
Oh, I gave it a loop. So I guess before I do that, I would need to turn off the power and open the total organic, the TOCA cover, confirm I can do that.
And Sophie, absolutely no rush on that. It can be later on today once all the TOCA ops are done, so don't feel like you need to get it to us right now.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, I just checked that it's part of the next procedure to actually open the cover and remove this, so, and just check in there. So let me just go through the procedure and I'll give it to you on the loop, as well as crew note as well.
Okay, perfect. Sounds like a plan. And Sophie Houston back with you on to our fault. We actually did find your call. We saw 00293159, and that is a good number, so no need to call it back down to us.
I just checked on the outer bag as well, because on the inner bag that was in the TOCA, it was not written, but hopefully I knew where I trashed this, so I'm glad we're on the same page. Yay!
Hey, we're really sorry about that, but thanks for triple checking.
No worries at all. We're all human in there. It's in station Sophie on the two for timeline.
With you on two.
Yeah, just since I started opening the TOCA front cover, do you mind if I finish the procedure? I think I need 5 extra minutes, and it means that I will start my green activity 5 minutes late.
And Sophie, no problem at all. We can delay the start of your next activity. No problem.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Step 24 is the last one. And Sophie, that was Houston, hot mic, apologies.
Hot mic.
Just shaking off the dust.
Houston from Sophie and Pooh for follow-up on the next activity.
Go ahead on to.
Yeah, I'm starting looking for the hardware in the Node 3 port Turnco, and just expect some delays because right now there's a whole bunch of stuff due to the beam operations, and so the bag I'm looking for is not obviously easy to find, so yeah, just expect some delays for the start of the activity until I find this hardware.
Hey, Sophie, no worries at all. We know that Node 3 is very busy and congested.
Yep. Thank you for your patience. So, Station Sophie and 2 for police transfer from assembly.
We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a bit of confusion on my side. It says in Step 6 that it's Lab 1, Deck 3, Alpha 2.
And we're checking.
I mean, and maybe you can, if you want, to come on board also to follow along in the lab, since we're right in there.
And Sophie Houston back with you. Yeah, that is our bad. The way the procedure was generated, it was kind of a copy and paste error, or it was taking the previous step, which is not supposed to be lab one, tech three. So you're right in questioning that. Apologies on our end. And then secondly, yeah, we would love to have video. However, we have some KU blockage right now. It'll be a few minutes before we pick up KU.
Okay, so confirm it's 6-4, and yeah, I just loaded the BIOS camera on 6-4, and so that when you don't have blockage anymore, you can follow along.
Sounds like a plan.
Standing station Jax on. Do you have any issue if I get into the beam stowage a little bit early?
Jack, no issue at all, and we were actually waiting until you finished up lunch. We have an answer for your question on that 8.0 CTP. If you're ready to copy.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so that 8.0, so number 5020 should have three items in it, the OGA process controller ORU, the KU band transmitter, and a SIGI. The one caveat is that that OGA ORU will be taken out in step 36 of StowTrack later today and stowed in PMM. So at the end of the day, you only have two items in there, but right now you should have three.
Awesome. That matches what we have. We got the SIGI serial number 17 and KU controller serial number 1 and the OGA in there. So that's good news.
Perfect, and thanks for checking with us.
Hey, Houston from Sophie. I guess you have KU now?
Yes, we do. We have you front and center in MCC looking at the video. Thanks for that video feed. And we are waving back.
Yeah, great. Okay, great. Thanks. So just wanted to be sure of what I need to remove, because right now if the thing was in NABVIC 3 alpha 2, it's this doesn't seem like it's the 532 that I'm expecting. So now I just I have no idea of where the thing I'm looking for is.
And copy, we are watching the video and we're checking.
Just a heads up, I'm looking for the pump roller cover plate, and I see nothing in here that is labeled pump roller cover plate, but maybe I also removed the strut bag that was right there for EVA, but doesn't seem that labels are under.
And Sophie, that cover plate should be on the pump itself, not anywhere on that deck 5 location or anywhere installed on the rack or ISS. So this activity that you're currently in right now can all be done without accessing that location. It's just with the pump itself.
All right, so just the pump that is in 5164, the CTB of storage notes?
Yep, exactly. That is a good readback.
Copy, so I got this then.
Houston, Chris on 2, the node 2 starboard forward RMO is open.
Copy, thanks Chris.
Okay, Houston from Sophie, so I see that now I need to go again to port and go in. Apologies, but you'll have to be patient again for me to get the extra stuff for this second part of the procedure.
Hey, Sophie, no need to apologize. We are filled with patients today, so take your time, and we'll get back with you once you find that hardware.
Thank you. So from Sophie, I'm going to use the RFID finder, because for now, no joy in this big, beautiful mess.
Hey, sounds like a plan. We're watching you there in the Node 3 camera. Appreciate all the support.
Houston, station on 2 for RFID power cycle.
Go ahead.
Hello, Matt. Great to hear your voice. Just letting you know, power was reapplied at 1429. This is where the RFID logistics power cycle task on the task list.
And Jessica, great hearing your voice as well. We copy all. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. So from Sophie, still not finding the CTV, one of the CTV 5458. And I know that the RFID finder works because I tried it on another CTV. So I tried in the lab, I tried a node 2 port encode, node 3 port encode, node 3 ASIC, and still haven't found it.
Yeah, Sophie, copy all and copy that the RFID finder is definitely working. Our ISO team is digging into it, and they'll see if they can find another location for you to search.
In the meantime, I might also, just while you are searching, I'll go to PMM, just in case we find it in PMM.
That sounds like a plan.
Ethan from CPM2.
Go ahead, Adam, too, Sophie.
Yeah, I did not find anything in PMM, and obviously it's not in Node 3. I mean, this CTV that we're looking for that is supposed to have the transfer manifold. So, yep.
Alrighty, ISO's still taking a look. We'll get back to you if we can dig up anything useful. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, no worries. And in the meantime, I found the other way. Just as a heads up, it was not in CTV 5042. It was in 4.0.5171. I'm sorry to say this. It's not a joke.
Hey, you're having a great stowage day today, and congratulations on finding it in your dumpster diving there in the PMM. Thank you for letting us know on that, and congrats.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it's a fun day. So from Sophie, I also looked in lab Starboard 3, where we also have some water stuff, some water tanks. It was not there as well, so my last place to look for is Cygnus. Although I really wonder why it's in Cygnus, but I mean, let's give it a shot.
Thank you for fighting through this and thinking of places to try to find it. Yeah, let us know. I'd be surprised if it's there, but who knows?
Well, there. Hey, Sophie, for good news. Ooh.
Hey, Sophie, if you found it, we are very impressed. We were all scratching our heads and trying to put together an alternate plan, so please tell us you have good news.
Yeah, I do have good news. I've got it. I didn't open it, so I didn't check that it contains the correct things. But so just for your information, it was in the volume, so in the node 3 port aft encoding, like in the volume where the hatch opens. And so because it was behind all of this mess and with all of this now, it's basically the least successful place in this node 3 port encoding. And also because it's behind some metal parts, the RFID finder could not find it, basically, until I really digged into it. But yeah, good news, I've got it. So now I'm going to rush back to the procedure, and thank you again for your patience.
Hey, no need to rush. And of course, why would we make this easy on you? We'll put it in the worst spot possible. And TJ just took two, so we'll give him a hard time. When he gets back with him, we'll let him know about the good news. Station Houston on two for Sophie and timeline. Hey, Sophie, just wanted to give you a heads up. Once you finish this activity, there's some ground commanding, and we'll have to be watching some data. And that's going to probably happen during a pretty big LOS that's coming up. So we're going to probably push that ground commanding to the other side of that LOS. Just wanted to give you that context and heads up.
Yeah, no worries at all. I understand this, and I see that my next activity is plenty of flex time. I will be able to go back and forth. So whenever it will be time for you, then yeah, no worries at all.
Yep, and target time for that commanding is around 1600 GMT. So appreciate your flexibility.
All right. I'm still fishing on two for payload desk.
I'm still with you on two.
Hey,
Siemens have 1.3.1, the inverter is off.
The inverter off, and we have verified that the hard drives are below 45 degrees, so you are go in step 1.3.2.
Okay, copy your go. Thank you. Civil station on 2 for us.
Principal with you on 2.
We're 3.5, the receipt's complete, and I'm powering it on. I'm still waiting for the green LEDs, but I understand that it might take a few minutes.
We copy all. Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate your effort on this today.
All right, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And Jessica Houston with you on, too, just for an ARED request. We know that Node V is very busy and ARED is not ready, but wanted to give you a request for when you do start exercise.
Ready for your request.
Hey, real simple one. We see the Surface Pro 5 for ARED. It was dropping in and out a bit. So when you do get ready for exercise later on the day, if you can just check those Ethernet connections and let us know if anything was not seated correctly, that'd be great. We think that's why it's dropping out.
Okay, sure thing. I'll double check those before I start exercise. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Sophie for just quick clarification.
Sophie, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure that, so on step 2.1, I'm installing the WRX condensate transfer manifold, which part number finishes in 317-1 on the WRX high flow water transfer pump, which finishes in 316-1.
Yeah, Sophie, thank you for checking. That is a good understanding.
Hey, great
news.
Thanks.
So, station on 2 for payload NAS. With you on
2 for payload NAS. I do now have the solid blue LED on the power button, and I have some blinking green LEDs for disk 1, 3, 4, and 5, but unfortunately disk 2 is orange, and as is the status indicator.
Copy. Disk 2 is orange, as is the status indicator. We'll check that on the ground, but we are seeing good communication with the payload NAS from the DMC console.
Hey, copy. Just let us know if you need us to do anything else.
Will do. Thank you.
And Houston for Sophie Houston on 2.
And also while I have you, I'm assuming that...
Go ahead, Hunter.
Hey, Sophie, just wanted to let you know, in that procedure, step 251, the safing is in place, so you're go to continue when you get there.
Copy, you go to step 251.
Also on 2 for timeline, I'm assuming I can't start the BIM carts early since we are not going to have KU until for quite a while now.
And that is a good assumption. You can get started a little early if you'd like to on some of your prep activities, but we will not have the PD enabled and ready to support you until we have good KU.
Still station on 2.
That's with you on 2.
Had a guy watching about handover. I was just going to ask about BEM carts. I could start early, but I'm assuming you probably would request that I don't, since we'll be LOS, especially for KU, for a while.
In a firm, Jessica, we do have the PD that we'll be able to support once we get KU locked, but you can do some prep work if you'd like to prior to that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think it's just getting the 96 well plate off and over to LSU like yesterday, but yeah, I'll be ready to go as soon as we have KU with you guys. And if I do get into the glove box before we have that, will we be on 3 or 4?
And we're going to be using Space to Ground 3, and I'm hearing that they are good with you getting everything set up over in LSG, and we will join you once we have KU.
Yes, sounds like a good plan. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and timeline before long LOS.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, just in case you got to it during this LOS, in your IMF flow measurement part 1 activity, step 4.5.1, you do have a go. Ventilation in Columbus is configured. Just wanted to give you that heads up.
Perfect, thanks. I was actually just about to call you guys to ask the same thing. So, copied all. Ventilation in Columbus is configured, and I'm going to get started with that that line, and I'll get the camera set up, and you guys are welcome on board whenever you get KU back.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you on the other side of the LOS.
Other side.
Send Sophie on too.
Sophie, back with you after that LOS. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say that I am ready for you to perform forward decimal one, although I understand you need KU, but I just wanted to let you know that it's all ready for you.
Copy all, Sophie. We'll put that in work soon. Thank you.
He's hearing from Sophie. I'm looking at the thumbster right now, and all seems nominal.
And Sophie, we heard a little bit of background noise there. Can you say it again?
I just said I'm looking at the phone and all the connections right now, and all seems phenomenal.
Ah, yeah. Copy all. Thanks for the report, Sophie.
Yes, no worries. And from Sophie and two.
Go ahead.
Just for your information, I start working on JLP. My plan is to come check the pump and everything every 20 minutes, but you can give me a call because I punched two on the gem port side, so I should hear you.
Okay, Sophie, we copy you all, and just for your SA, we expect around 6 or 7 more minutes for that transfer.
Oh, okay, that's going to be quick then. So when it's done, call me and I'll come do the next activity then.
Sounds like a plan.
Great, thank you.
Houston, Chris on two for CASA.
Chris, we're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in step 4.5 working through those steps. I just wanted to make sure I was tracking exactly what you guys were looking for here. The XCP note says to close the CASA doors, ensuring that the profile fits through as small a gap as possible. However, I think as you guys know, there's these door stops that prevent the CASA doors from closing. Do you want me to remove those, leave those in, or what's the intent?
Checking. And Chris, back with you on two for CASA answer.
So let's hear two.
Yeah, so excellent question. Long story short, the door stops being in are what the nominal sleep config is. So in the spirit of getting the measurements accurately for sleep config, we'd like you to leave the door stops in to do the measurements, and if that means the doors don't fully close, so be it. It's more accurate in terms of the sleep config as is.
Okay, yeah, that helps. The door stops, definitely make it. I guess that's the point, right, is they make it so the door closed. So, yeah, I think I copy what you're going for. So I will take the measurements as is. And then I put this in the crew note, but just in it looks like the liner doesn't quite neatly fit. I think it's in as well as it can be, but I guess I had some questions about how it's supposed to be sort of secured and installed. I don't think it'll impact these measurements. It does interfere a little bit with getting the plenum in. I think I've managed to kind of get it in okay, but I just wanted to maybe there's something we need to look at on that.
Okay, Chris, great report on the liner as well. If you can give us some photos on that, that would really help the OSO team kind of see what's going on there.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll take some photos a little bit later. But yeah, I mean, it's the type of thing where there's like pieces of Velcro on the liner that look like they're supposed to be Velcro. They Velcro to, but there's nothing there, the size. So yeah, I'll take some photos. And I think that'll help help clear it up, and hopefully we can get it all sorted. Thank you.
Awesome. Yep, pictures will definitely say 1,000 words. So appreciate it.
And Chris on two. I've completed the part one measurements with the IMV in the current configuration.
Houston copies, part one complete. Thanks, Chris. Station Houston on two for Sophie and WRM, yeah, Dave A.
Dave A on two.
Hey, Sophie. The transfer is complete, so you are go to pick up in the next activity. And when you get to step 9.3.1, there's an MCC go check there, and you are go. Safety is in place.
Okay, jumping into the next activity and already going 9.3.1. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for CASA, step 1.4.
Good.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're going for here, but I'm a little bit confused by the wording. But my understanding is I'm basically just going to use the number 10 torque and a 5/16 wrench to take all four of these fasteners, which are non-captive, off of this CASA inlet. The liner that is installed in CASA, though, I think will preclude me from accessing one of the, I guess it looks like one of the fasteners, the torque side is on the inside of CASA, because otherwise I guess it would have interfered with the duct. And I don't think without removing the liner I'm going to be able to do that. Is, I guess I can remove the liner. Is that okay to do?
Yeah, Chris, good catch. It should be just some Velcro you need to remove to peel that liner back, and you have a go to access that fastener to do so.
Okay, great. And good understanding of just remove all four of those fasteners and that they're non-captive?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a good understanding. Probably could have been a little bit simpler in the procedure, but that's the intent.
Okay, yeah, it took me about tool interface, and I just wasn't sure I exactly was following what I just wanted to make sure I was totally clear. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good check. Thank you.
Salvation on 2 for Kermit.
Huntsville with you on 2 for Kermit.
Yeah, I'm assuming I can go ahead with that Kermit power down since I'm a complete in LSG. Just checking.
And Jessica, we are good for you to power down Kermit at this time.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Beam Stowage.
Accommodates.
Hey, Jack, we see your note about that 1.05453 not being present for the Beam Stow activity. Kind of obvious question and answer, but just wanted to triple check. You definitely did not see that at all during the Unstow activity earlier today, correct? So that 1.0 is completely missing as far as you guys are concerned.
Yeah, it was not present at the UNSTO. It's definitely not in Beam. Yeah, it just wasn't present at the UNSTO. It could be. I haven't looked at it or done the barcode reader at all for it yet. It could be in overhead or something. It just wasn't an app, and I just wanted to write the note before I lost track.
Okay, we copy all. We'll chew on that one for a bit, and thank you for the report.
Ethan, Sophia, 2 for a quick report.
Sophie, go ahead.
The WRS condensate transfer manifold on the side of the inlet, it was no cap. So I'm showing it on the lab camera right now. My suggestion is that I have some capsule tape. I can just protect this with capsule tape.
Hey, Sophie, great suggestion. You were going to put capsule tape over that connector.
Okay, two other quick comments and questions. On the UDV, nothing in the procedure, or maybe I missed it, but I think it didn't fail to cap the padlet shot that Virginia, so the pressure feed port. So I guess in order to stow it, it's preferable to cap it. And second thing, the 6.0 CCB 5042, whereas YDV 1315 is supposed to go, is full of YDVs. So right now my suggestion is to put it back where I found it. It's the 4.0 CTB 5171. And we just put the date so that we know where it is.
And Sophie, copy all as well. We like that plan, so you're a go to execute it as you mentioned.
Thank you. Chris, on to
CASA. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to put on this new duct, and I just had a question. So in figure 3 of this 74-0773, you can kind of see a picture, but there's these sort of a plastic set of, like, louvers that are on the inlet, the CASA inlet duct. And I just wanted to verify that we have these set up pointing in the correct direction. So they kind of angle the airflow down sort of one side of CASA. And yeah, I was just wondering if there's an intended direction for those. Right now, if you're kind of head is inside CASA, they're pointing kind of towards the back of the back of CASA, towards the station starboard side.
Copy, we have that figure up and we are checking.
Yeah, it looks like what, now that this is unscrewed, that you could pop this out and rotate it, you know, in any of four different directions. I just wanted to make sure we, the configuration we had it in is the one we want to stay in, and that's, you know, I just wanted to double check.
Copy, it is a perfect square. We're checking.
Listening from Sophie for another question.
We are full of answers, hopefully.
Yay. I count on you. So just a question for the likelihood of 5458 and 5164 being reused in the near future. If it's going to be reused in the near future, then maybe I'm not going to go put it where I found it, which is very difficult to assess. But if it's not going to be used, then it's good to add it and to put it back there. But then it would be a very good idea to put a comment on IMS or on all of the show notes to say it's like in the port aft section, like in the hatch volume behind. So that would be helpful for future crews.
And Sophie, great comments, great recommendation. We don't plan to use this hardware anytime soon, so putting it in that location that's somewhat inaccessible is a good plan for now. And from a ground perspective, we will definitely track those comments to make it easier for future crews to find so you don't run into the same issues that you had today.
Houston, Chris, on to one other CASA question for you on step 2.4.
Step 2.4, we're with you.
Yeah, so when I removed the old ducts, sort of the stack up was the torque-headed bolts with a washer on the outside of CASA for three of the fasteners, and then just the locking nuts on the inside of CASA for three of those fasteners. And then for one of them, which was not accessible, it's kind of reversed where the torque head was on the inside of CASA along with the washer, and then the lock nut was on the outside. The way I read 2.4 is it says that we want the washer on the lock nut side, which is the opposite of what it was, how it was installed. And so I just wanted to double check that. Well, on the install, there was no washer on the lock nut side and a washer on the torque head fastener side.
Hey, Chris, once again, great question. So the washer should be on the lock nut side going forward, a.k.a. per the procedure. So what you're seeing right now, at least for three of them, is technically not the config we want. We want it per the procedure, so good question.
Okay, the way it was installed was not the way the procedure describes it, so I just figured I would double-check that. Yeah, I will have the washer on the lock nut side, and I'll stand by until I have confirmation on the direction of these louvers before I start screen stepping.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. We are still working on a final answer for those louvers.
You selling Sophie and Tim?
Sophie, go ahead.
That's procedure complete. Yay, we made it for the time left in the beginning. Thanks to all of the ground teams for your patience, and I'm glad we made it.
No, the pleasure is all on this side of the Karman line, Sophie. Thanks for dealing with a lot of that stowage issues today, and you're right on time, so I really appreciate all the effort and work.
That was good. And thanks for all of your advice and looking and helping and supporting. It worked. It's much better now. Thank you.
Hey, good day so far.
Houston, Chris on for CASA. If you guys have some ideas on the louver direction, I'll just go ahead and install it with it as is, and we can always come back and rotate it later if we find that was not put in the right orientation.
Yeah, and Chris, copy all. We would have an answer in about 2 minutes or so. If you can just wait 120 seconds, we'll definitely have an answer for you if that's okay. And Chris, back with you on two, getting some ratty S-band. But if you're listening, just to keep things simple and as per the config of it being flown, we'd like you to keep the louvers in the current installed direction.
Chris copies. Yep, that's just what I was thinking as well. I'm just going to keep pressing forward. Yeah, it did look funny because the countersinks for these fasteners are all on the inside, but the way it was installed prior, the fasteners were not. Yeah, it's kind of strange. But I'll do it per procedure, and it looks like per procedure will get me into like a very sensible configuration.
Okay, sounds like a plan, and we'll have a 4-minute LOS coming up shortly. And if I don't talk to you, you'll see on the other side.
Houston station checks on 2 for CQ battery on.
Jack, go ahead.
Step 8, when I push battery test to A position, the battery test LED does not illuminate. Battery test B works, and both audio egress test A and B work.
Hey, Jack, just to give you context there, that is expected. I'm not sure if you heard our call earlier with Sophie where she unexpectedly saw the light in her CQ go on. Basically, we swapped those panels in the past, and now your light is the one that shouldn't be on. So the note's a little incorrect there, and this is the expected config. So thanks for that report.
Yeah, thanks. Houston, Chris, on 2 for CASA IRAPS, line number 4/5 in the show note.
Chris, go ahead.
I am looking for this bag of tie wraps. I don't seem to see it over here. Jack is helping me look as well, but I was wondering if there's specific tie wraps. Oh, Jack found them. They were in a different bag. Sweet.
Tell Jack we're happy to help.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2. Just want to confirm our no serious constraint requirement has been removed.
And Huntsville with you on 2, checking. And Huntsville has determined that you can go ahead. The Kermit restraint is removed.
Thanks so much.
I just completed the second set of CASA and NV measurements.
Copy. Second set of measurements completed. Thanks, Chris.
And Houston, Chris, on 2, just to confirm, we're going to do a little bit of reconfig, and then I'm just going to repeat the exact same set of measurements, so I should leave everything configured, leave the loss count configured, but need to update any of the settings on it. Is that a good understanding?
Yep, that is a good understanding. We'll leave everything as is and then do another third set of measurements.
Yep. Houston, Chris, on 2 with a CASA sandwich question.
Go for a question.
I'm trying to just get started on cleaning up some error, which I think is okay to do early. I just had a question about the desired end configuration of CASA stowage. So in this CASA resto activity for later in the evening, my interpretation of those first sort of nine lines of the stow note is that I basically should just end up with everything in a big Ziploc bag called CASA hardware in Node 1, Deck 4, Delta 2. The one question I had is that the way the stone notes are written, it makes it seem like everything is in 24x24 Ziploc bags, and that is not correct. There's a bunch of smaller Ziploc bags, and there isn't not like a big Ziploc bag. I'm assuming I should just make a big Ziploc bag and put all of the small Ziploc bags with those items in it. Is that the desired configuration?
Yeah, Chris, definitely reading our minds there. Good question. Yeah, one big 24x24 Ziploc bag, and then you can put all the smaller Ziploc bags inside that big one. So good read back, good question, and yeah, you're good to do that.
Okay, yep, copy all. Just wanted to be sure. Thank you. Houston, Chris, on 2 for CASA stowage. The one extra piece of I have here is the CASA tie wraps. I have 2 extra tie wraps. Do you want those to go in this CASA hardware bag and node go to 1-deck 2 as well?
Affirm. That is a good location. And Chris, while I have you, you probably figured this out already, but if you're wondering why we have you put the VelociCal kit back in CASA, it's just the temp stow since we're using it tomorrow on Sophie's timeline. Just wanted to give you that essay. I'm sure you already figured that out.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I haven't looked at it actually yet, but thanks for the heads up on that. That will that definitely makes sense. Thank you.
Sounds good. And when you are ready, we can give you some goes for valve manipulation and then the final steps in the part three for the measurement.
Yeah, I'm ready to jump into that if you guys are go for me to do the RMO manipulation.
Yep, that's a firm. You are go for the RMO manipulation, and then in the follow-on activity, step 2 and step 4-5-1 both have check MCCs, and you're go for both of those steps when you get there.
Copy that. Go for the RMO, and then go in step 2 and 4-5-1 with those check MCCs. I am all checked. Copy. Getting that in work.
Good readback.
Houston, Chris on 2. Node 2, starboard forward, IMT is closed.
Copy, closed. Station Houston on 2 for Chris in CASA when you have a free hand, no rush.
With you on 2.
Hey, Chris, since you are there, last week Jack installed a blockage prevention net on the floor of CASA. It's right at the exhaust outlet. And the OSO team was just wondering if you can confirm that it does indeed cover the gap. We would like that for our essay and your opinion on how it covers the gap.
If you guys still have the call cam routed, why don't I just show you? Because I think this is part of the sort of inner lining that I'm not entirely sure how it's supposed to be secured or how it's supposed to be set up. If you guys have call cam, I'll just give you a tour.
Yep, we will definitely take the tour of that camera.
Copy that. I'll grab it in about 10 seconds.
And Chris, this video is great. We're talking it as you move around, CASA. And Chris, we definitely see what you're talking about. With it being a little bit loose, yeah, we see the gap there. This is all good. That loose flap that you initially showed us by the floor and the exhaust, it doesn't look like it. Yes, there you are. Can you triple check? There is not any Velcro on the inside of that. We thought we didn't see any. I think that's what you reported, but just want to double check.
Houston, Chris on 2. I don't know if you can see it. There is Velcro on the inside, but I guess it doesn't. Not clear how that Velcro is supposed to go. If I secure it to where I maybe think it goes, it looks kind of strange.
Yeah, Chris, this video tour was super helpful, so we really appreciate it. Yeah, and concur, it's not quite as expected. The OSO team and the rest of the ground teams are going to take this back and think about it a little bit. For now, just leave it in the config you had it, secure it as best as possible, and we'll probably have words later on how to make it fit better. So no further actions as of now, and we really appreciate the help.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I was kind of a little bit confused on was sort of these top and, like, what should be flapped on top of what and how to kind of make it, like, kind of nice in the corner so there's not, like, loose flaps of liner that kind of will inevitably get, like, sort of stuffed under it. I think that was the other question that I had that I'd love if you guys sort of have, like, the intent of how it was supposed to go. That would be super helpful.
Yeah, Chris, we see exactly what you're talking about. No good answer as of now other than to do your best to try to secure and tuck in as many loose ends as possible. We know that may be an impossible task based on what we're seeing in the video, but anything you can do to button it up just a little bit would be much appreciated. And like I said, if we have further words on how to make it better, we will owe you guys that in the near future.
Copy. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll try to kind of tidy it up as best I can. And it's certainly, like, workable. It's just one of those things where you kind of look at it and you're like, I'm sure this was had a way it was supposed to go, and I'm not sure that this is it. So thanks. Appreciate it.
No, Chris, thank you. This was super helpful. The OSO team is very happy with that tour you gave, and they have some good info to work. So appreciate it.
Sounds good. Anything else you guys want to look at while I'm up here?
No, Chris, this was super helpful. Nothing further, and thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Sorry, one more question from Chris here. I see that my remaining steps are to get CASA reconfigured for stowage. My understanding was that we're trying to move into this at the end of the week. Are we actually going to be stowing it in the interim, or is it fine to just leave it deployed?
Checking. Yeah, and Chris, back with you. I just wanted to give you the big picture. So CASA move-in is this Friday, but yes, for now, we would like to use it for temp stowage. A lot of it depends on the review of the VelociCal data that you just took today. So if that's all good, of course, we would have a plan together to get CASA ready for move-in by Friday. But for right now, we'll use the temp stow config.
Okay, so I'll disconnect the duct and get it re-collapsed. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Houston, Chris, on to a quick CASA question.
Hey, Chris, hopefully we have a CASA answer. Go ahead.
Awesome, I'm sure you will. I've got all the stuff cleaned up. There's one last item. There was a piece of the CASA rear acoustic panel that Jack had cut off. We weren't sure, is that go hardware trash or is that somewhere saving?
Checking. And Chris, so OSO console did go on call. We're hoping we had an answer for you, but we don't. But good news is they're still somewhere around here today on JC. We'll have an answer to you hopefully by evening VPC on that.
Okay, that's perfect. I preemptively put it in the active hardware JSP because I'm guessing that's probably where it goes. But if you guys can let me know at VPC whether I shall fish it out, that would be perfect. Thank you.
Good info. We'll track down an answer.
Thank you kindly.
I'm Tool Station on 2 for LSG.
That's for with you on 2.
Looking for your go to so.
Your go, Jessica. Thanks for everything you did for us today.
All right, copy. Thank you. My pleasure.
Houston, Sophie and 2 for 8,000.
Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, so I restarted them and it seems that it's asking me the question of the trust or not, so I did. Just wanted to be sure what you're expecting in terms of Wi-Fi connection. Do you want me to connect to CrewNet or CloudNet?
And Sophie, I'll do you one better. We see it on the net. We are in a good config, so you do not need to take any further actions. Appreciate it.
Great news. Thank you.
No, thank you.